Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Our message is, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. It's interesting the context in which Jesus spoke that to his disciples, because it was afterwards that he began to reveal to them concerning the Holy Spirit. I'll say this, if our hearts are troubled, it makes it difficult, if not impossible, to hear from God. I'm of this persuasion, conviction, that God talks to us and many times we don't hear. Amen. You know, sometimes you may be wanting or thinking you want God to say something to you, but your heart is troubled. Amen. And God can be talking. As a matter of fact, science or medical science will tell you that the majority of Americans are under some degree of distress. Now, when a person is distressed to a certain degree, it affects a side of the brain that blocks certain impulses from the nervous system. And in essence, and I'll talk about this more in depth later, but in essence, it causes us not to be able to hear. Now, not physically, but you jumble up the nervous system and all the things, and God can be talking to you, showing you the way out, speaking to you where the victory is, but your heart is troubled and you're not hearing him. That's why when Jesus was touched by the woman on the hem of his garment, he felt her. He was keenly aware of everything that went on in his environment of significance. Amen. Because his heart was at rest. Amen. He was at peace. Medical science will tell you, too, that when you are at peace, there are certain endorphins in that are released in your body that bring health and soundness to your body. That's why it's important that at some time in your life or in the course of a day, you find a place where you can be at peace. Amen. Where people ain't pulling on you, you're not worried about this, you turn your cell phone off and just get before the Lord. And you know, you're in a whole nother dimension then. All that worry and oppression fades. And you realize that is not even significant. Amen. Now, a constant diet of that, see, the word will be life. It's health to your navel. Yes, it is. And it's marrow to your bones. It has to do with the blood flowing properly through your body. Amen. You know, when you're under distress, a lot of times what happens is you enter into that syndrome called the fight or flight syndrome, where some people under distress, their hands may swell, or their ankles or their feet may swell. What's happening? Your body is responding to how you are reacting, because your body is ready to either fight, is sending blood to the members. Amen. Is it either ready to fight or flight? Amen. It's true. It's true. Medical science will tell you that is not some theory. That's truth. And so, you know, think about Adam and Eve in the garden when they sacrificed their awareness of God for self-awareness. They became distressed. We were afraid. Okay, fear is distress. But along with distress follows dis-ease. Dis-ease. When your soul and your spirit are out of harmony, you're apt to not all the time, but you are positioning yourself for dis-ease. Dis-ease. When you're not at ease, dis-ease. And then that starts to affect the functions of your body. Amen. Because they're all interwoven and they work together, spirit, mind, and body. Okay, so let's take a look at not letting your heart be troubled. in Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16 and verse 19. The word of God says, "For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil." Verse 20 says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." The God of peace shall bruise, Paul speaking to the church in Rome, bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Notice how most times when you see salutations or words of edification like that, you see grace and you see peace. You see peace and you see grace. Many times you see that together. Because truly, in order to position ourselves to receive grace, there's a certain peace. To receive communications from God, there's a certain, sometimes when a person has traveled the road of trouble, you know, you've been tossed to and fro. You've been, you know, blown here and there. And after a while, you're like a wet noodle. You're not struggling anymore. Come on, you finally are at rest. And then God can speak to you. It's not always like that, but tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. But I want you to take note of that. He says that the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Look at someone and tell them, "We are at war."
We are at war.
Now, let's talk about war just a little bit. Because war, if a country is at war, then wars are won or lost due to the lack of strategies. I want you to think about it a moment. Anybody that ever goes to war, they have to have a strategy. Amen. They don't just go running out there. get shot down. Now, in order to develop a winning strategy, that means that there's some crucial information you have to have. Today, you hear it called intelligence. You know, they gather intelligence. They have these drones that fly. You know, they have people. They have agents everywhere. They gather information, internet, you know. But they gather intelligence. In order to wage an effective or a war that you can win, there's certain intelligence or certain information that you need to have, okay? Now, to just fight, like I just said earlier, to go out and fight without proper intelligence is foolish. Here you going out with a butter knife and somebody waiting on you with a tank. You, I ain't know they had a tank. Too late. Huh? Now look at this. We have to know, we as saints in this 21st century, we need to know, we must know our enemy, and we must know the terrain on which the battle is fought. Any war down through history, any war, I tell you, there's two things that you have to know. You have to know your enemy, intelligence, and you need to know the terrain that's going to be fought on. You can't be fighting nobody out in the ocean. You can't swim. You ain't got no boat. You can't be fighting nobody 4,000 feet up. You scared of heights. Right? You can't fight them at night. You scared of the dark. I see you. I'm going to get you in the morning. Meet me tomorrow. You must know your enemy And you must know the terrain on which the battle is going to be fought. Two good examples today, and some of us are aware of too, the Vietnam War. The Vietnamese War, when the U.S. fought in Vietnam. Now, Vietnam is not even a big country. We had massive firepower. We outnumbered them with troops, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands. But yet, they couldn't defeat the Vietnamese in Vietnam. Because the generals of the U.S. Army thought we were taking the battle to them. When what they were doing, they were baiting us to come into their terrain where they would ambush and they could never defeat them. You know, we had to withdraw from that war. Here, with all the massive firepower, all the troops, but they didn't know their enemy and they didn't know the terrain. While the enemy knew the terrain. What is an example of that today? Terrorism. Same thing. They bait them into fighting their wars. Remember back when the Twin Towers fell? Where did they flee to? They were in Afghanistan, in the caves. You know, they had to use those bunker busters, those bombs that, you know, drive you out them caves. I don't care how deep you are. they didn't stay there long. They fled on out of there because they were dropping them heavy bombs. But why is terrorism having the effect and impact it is today? Because they don't hardly know the enemy. Now they're gathering intel on them, but it's hard to, you know what I mean? It's hard to gather that information. They don't really know all the enemy, and the terrain on which they strike is not a conventional thing. They're not going tank against tank, soldiers against soldiers. No, they by stealth, when you least expect it, malls and innocent people. So it's important. History says you cannot win the battle if you don't understand the enemy and the environment the battle will be fought in. History tells us that. You cannot win the battle. You won't win the battle if you don't know the enemy and the environment the battle's fought in. Now I want to make a very strong statement, and we know this. We've heard it for years and years and years. Satan has been completely stripped and defeated of all power and authority by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the Lord resurrected, he stripped him of all power, of all authority that he had, the keys of death, all of that. He stripped Satan of that authority and power.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the Mega Great Series.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.